store called West Hollywood?
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear two people right now.
Okay.
It's both of us. It's me and Nick, Brendan and Nick. And we were going to come in. You're in West Hollywood, right?
Exactly.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Did you guys want to... What were you guys calling for?
We wanted to know if you know who Jason Segel is.
I don't myself, no.
Okay, that's okay. We were going to call West Virginia on today's episode, and we were just wondering, since you're in West Hollywood, maybe you could...
give us permission.
Yeah. I really don't know. You know, you would have to speak with the manager. Do you want me to put you through to the manager?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
I love talking to managers.
It's probably good that she's getting the manager, because I don't want to get erroneous information from just an employee.
I would hate for her to say we couldn't call, because then we couldn't even do the episode.
Yeah, it's been a while too. It would suck to get, you know, some waitress to, you know, just shut the whole thing down.
I mean, the fans would be.
Oh, the fans. Fans would freak.
Oh my god.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi,
hey, it's Brendan and Nick. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I sure do.
Oh, great. We were going to call West Virginia on this episode, and we just, since you're in West Hollywood, we figured West, if you could just give us the okay to call West Virginia.
Okay, I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you mind if we call West Virginia?
For what? I'm so sorry. I didn't get the first half of this. I'm confused about what we're talking about.
Well, for this episode, we're going to call West Virginia, and we called you guys because you're in West Hollywood, and we thought maybe you could give us the thumbs up.
Yeah, just to kick off the episode.
Episode of what?
DYKWJSI. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Are you filming here, or...
No,
but just you saying okay would give us a big, like, we'd be good.
That would help.
No, I'm confused about what I'm okaying. What are you?
Just for us.
I'm so sorry.
Just for us to call West Virginia, just to get through all 52 states.
Wait, well, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm completely confused. What do you mean to call West Virginia?
We're just going to call them on the phone and talk to some people there. And we just figured that since you're in West Hollywood, we'd call another West place.
Yeah, West Virginia.
To call West Virginia to get the kick off the episode.
You have me completely lost. The first thing you said to me is that we were going to call West Virginia. What's this in regards to?
So it's just to find out if they know who Jason Segel is.
No,
We might call a bouncy house place too, full disclosure. And we also might talk about our secret garden.
Yeah, we have a couple secrets. We both are really kind of... It's kind of a secret about these little kind of greenery areas that we have.
Well, I'm so sorry. Nobody told me any information about the phone call that is currently being thing. The only thing that I just heard out of you is you wanting to call West Virginia.
Right, we do. And to clarify, we did a cover of the Bruce Springsteen song Secret Garden, and that gave us the idea to do some secret garden parties where we like hide in foliage and get covered in soil and sit up and walk quietly.
And we don't talk about it, obviously. It's
their secret parties, but people come.
I am so sorry. This feels like a prank phone call. We're on different, but what are y'all talking about?
The secret garden party was confusing. Basically, we're going to call West Virginia after we get off the phone with you, and then just do a West Virginia episode, and that'll be it.
Okay, I don't...
Okay, that sounds like an okay.
Sounds like an okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
No, it's not an okay. I'm sorry. Who Jason Segel is? We know who he is.
And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jesus
is? I heard an okay.
I heard that sounded like consent.
Yeah. So we'll just have to go with that.
But then she went back on it.
I didn't really hear what she said afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. It was hard to hear. It sounded... Yeah.
I mean, what I heard was okay, and then the song kicked in.
I heard a big okay.
And then she might have said thank you or something.
Yeah, she might have said, you guys are the best. I love you.
Something like that.
Yeah.
This is episode...
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Hey, Seagull Heads. This is old BW, and...
It's all the Looney Tunes out there. Want to say what's up?
What's up to the Walsh Army and the Looney Tunes? And if you are in the Walsh Army, there's we're going to be invading the Bay Area this Wednesday through Sunday. Yeah. So, just get tickets. Go to brendanwalsh.com. Brett Erickson and myself are doing shows in San Francisco, Oakland, Rohnert Park, Santa Cruz.
Wow, you're really Santa throwing Rosa? Some you're really promotion. Heavy.
Well, it's this Wednesday. It starts August 8th.
Big time.
And ends on August 12th. So if you live in the Bay Area...
I'm also going to be doing shows in the exact same spots at a different location.
So August 8th, San Carlos at Devil's Canyon Brewery.
We're basically doing a competition to see who gets the most people.
So brendanwalsh.com, nickthune.com, BrendanWalsh, nickthoon.net. Just come. I haven't been in the Bay Area in a while. Hemlock in San Francisco, the Uptown in Oakland, Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park, the Blue Lagoon in
Santa
Cruz.
Those aren't real places, by the way. Just
so I couldn't get the names of the places, so I made up my own.
I think that's smart.
We're here.
Clearing his throat out.
Got to clear my throat. That's what professional broadcasters do. We don't have a cough button. So, I guess we're going to call West Virginia this episode. How's that? Have you ever been there, Nick?
I have been to West Virginia, yeah.
I don't know if I have.
It is the...
Is that where, like, D.C. is, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Or that's regular Virginia?
Actually, will you look up what their motto is? Because it's
West Virginia's motto?
Yeah. It's fascinating, I think.
Is it like suck our dicks? We're in West Virginia.
No, come on, man. You know my
Montani aunt, Semper Liberi.
My aunt listens to the first 10 minutes, and then you do that.
Well, that's the worst time for her to listen, because that's when I say all the swears. Wild and wonderful, and West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia, I think, is wild and wonderful.
Wild and the Mountain State, wild and wonderful, and almost heaven. I don't know. They're doing a poll.
Oh, they're to see what the best slogan? West Virginia is?
I don't know. I know that.
I wonder what is the best West Virginia? Do you think it's the one that's here, or do you think there's another one that's good?
A different West Virginia?
Yeah.
I know. Isn't there a Rockefeller who's the governor of West Virginia?
Mm.
Seems doesn't seem right. Because, like, Rockefellers are all... Oh, no, Jim Justice, the guy's name is.
Well, if it doesn't seem right, then it seems like it's right for me because I'm a bad boy.
Damn.
Are you a bad boy or are you a good boy?
I'm the bad boy of following rules.
Oh.
So.
You know my rules, Metallica rules, Jaw rules.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I...
You have that tattooed on your knuckles.
Yeah.
Nick has 27 fingers.
And the doctors said that I'm going to be okay. I take one off. They're taking one off a year. Because they said, you know, you can't take two knuckles off a year.
That'd be too much.
Yeah.
You'd bleed. See if this is... oh, jeez. What is that? That's rude. Whoever's doing that shit. Whoever's hacking into our mainframe, cut it out.
First of all... I'm not even involved. I don't know about the mainframe.
I don't know about the mainframe either.
And I know there's some...
Okay. Some wise guy.
There's some other frames that are kind of on the side. that aren't necessarily
the side frames.
Yeah.
And then they have the vintage frames that you'll see burlesque and Betty Page style girls wearing. Well, let's
should we call someone?
I think we should call someone, get to the bottom of some stuff here. West Virginia, find out why.
God, you're such a bottom guy.
Yeah, because I'm gay and I take it in the ass. That's not politically correct. So if anybody out there listening wants to Me Too Nick, feel free, because his sense of humor is unacceptable these days.
I said, I thought that you liked butts.
I mean, I like everything. I like people.
Yeah, you're a people guy.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do, people watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just watch them.
I just watch them walk around and judge them with my teenage friends.
Who? What?
I hang out with teenagers. I still go to my old high school. You know how, like, when seniors graduate, they, like, come back to hang out and feel like a king?
Uh-huh.
I still do that shit. Gets better every year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
it's been like 20.
I mean, I'm just kind of even curious where you would hang out at the high school.
On the lawn, and I wait for people to come out, and I'll be smoking. And I always have cigarettes. I always have a few beers. So people.
Thank you for calling. Charlestown, this is Suzette. How may I help you?
Hey, Suzette or Suzanne?
Suzette.
Hey, Suzette. This is Brendan. That's I'm here cool with Nick. He's my coworker. We're here on business. We're going to come in. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No, I'm sorry. I have no idea who that is.
That's okay. So we're just curious about West Virginia. Is there an East Virginia?
Honey, I have no idea.
I like you.
Yeah, I don't know. What's on the menu today?
We have 365 items. Would you like breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Are you kidding me? 365. So we could come there every day for a year and get a different item.
Probably.
Are you open on Christmas?
No.
So we'll have to get two items one of those days. What are the other days you're closed?
Yeah, you have to get two to make up for it.
New Year's Day, are you open then?
Yes.
So the only day you're closed is Christmas?
Correct.
Christmas Eve you're open?
Yep.
Okay, so Christmas Eve we'll get two items.
Yeah, I'll do two on that day, and then I'll just do one every other day.
What's the rent like over there? Is there any, are places affordable near your restaurant?
Okay. Honey, can I get you a to-go order or something? We're right in the middle of lunch hour. Is there something I can help you with?
We're just mainly curious to know if you knew who Jason Segel is. So.
No, I'm sorry, I do not.
Are there any customers there that we could talk to?
No, I can't interrupt my guests. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think that's...
Well, we'll come. We'll look at some real estate, and then maybe you'll see us every day for the next year.
All right. Well, we will look forward to that.
Thanks, Suzette.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful day.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
I love you.
Now, that is the good... That's the best way to kick off a state.
That is the best person we've ever talked to.
Suzette loved it.
She called us honey twice.
I almost Me Too'd her, because that's not acceptable.
That was... Yeah, a little
overboard.
You
know, if I called her honey, look out.
I'll tell you what, though.
But it's West Virginia, so they have a different... It's not this fucking leftist, liberal Hollywood...
Well, you're a libtard.
I used to be a libtard. I joined the Trump train recently.
Oh, you did?
I hopped on the Trump train.
When?
Yeah, because they're trying to outlaw straws now. Yeah. And I'm just like, you can try to take my guns, but you can't take my straws, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I need to suck through a straw. I need to suck that shit up through a straw.
Because I've watched your whole like rise and fall. And
still falling.
Yeah. And it's like, it's funny because everyone's like, I didn't know you could fall that
through
far.
The floor, yeah.
Because for me, like the glass ceiling, I just keep, you know, like.
Well, that's where I started my fall. I jumped, I parachuted, and fell through the glass ceiling the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So I did break the glass ceiling, which is good. But I broke it going down instead of up.
Interesting.
There are a lot of ways to break glass ceilings. We could see if.
You could. I mean, you could use like a
Coles Prime, help you.
Yeah. Hey, this is Brendan. I'm here with Nick. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
Do you have any female employees like in management there or anything?
I can't let you talk to them right now. We're kind of busy.
Oh, can that's okay.
Have to call you back?
No, but you do have upper management female positions because we're calling about the glass ceiling too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm kind of busy right now, so you'll have to call back later.
How busy are you? What's going on there? It's a shoe store. It's 2 p.m. at a shoe
Sorry,
store.
Sorry, it's the lunch hour. Things are crazy.
He's not busy. But you know what? I'm going to let it slide because Suzette was so nice.
Yeah, he wasn't busy.
He definitely wasn't busy. You know what it is? He's scared of the glass ceiling. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I thought that he was also very polite. I'm noticing so far out of the two people we've spoken to, even though one of us kind of gave us a little more time, that people in West Virginia are polite.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, is West Virginia the South?
It sounds like it.
It seems like it's got a South vibe, but it's north of South Carolina.
But it's west.
Katie.
Hi, Katie. This is Brendan Walsh. I'm here with Nick Thune.
Hey.
We're here on business. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Can I ask what you're calling about?
Well, this is a business trip.
We're calling about shoes, ultimately.
Okay. Oh, I can help you with shoes.
Okay. Do you know who Jason Siegel is, though?
I mean, like, I know his commercials. I don't know him personally.
Okay. How long have you been working there?
About 3 years.
3 years. So would you say that there's a glass ceiling there?
I don't know. No. And
do you have any skylights in the store or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Because I broke the glass ceiling in my business, but I broke it because I going down instead of up. You know what the glass ceiling is like with where females try to break the glass ceiling with getting CEO.
Yes, I don't know. What can I help you with shoes?
Do you have Crocs?
Well, do you guys? Yeah, we're looking for Crocs.
Like
no, we do
Crocs?
Not carry Crocs.
You guys don't have any crocodiles either.
Crocodile skins or whatever, like shoes, like alligator shoes or whatever.
No.
Snake skin boots.
Nope.
What about a monkey fur slipper? You have any animal based? Do you have leather, I imagine?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any leather flip-flops?
No, not at the moment.
But you guys definitely don't have any snakeskin boots or anything?
Any faux snakeskin boots?
No, we have one shoe that is like an ostrich. It looks like ostrich, but it's cowhide. I mean, ostrich and snakeskin and stuff, that's in a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, my brother got bit by a snake, and
it's the poison guy. His brother I don't mean to be disrespectful, his brother got hemorrhoids from that, and they had to use a LASIK eye surgery laser. Are you there, Katie?
I think she
hung up. I mean, that's the way to handle us. You don't have to make up an excuse.
There's no
just other. See where it's going and go.
No other way. Just
I'm not busy. I don't care about the glass ceiling. She's been there for 3 years. Okay, this place doesn't look too cool.
Snake shin.
Snake shin.
Yeah, I like this. I like the
snake
idea
skin shin guards. I'm a soccer player. but I'm rich.
Call a sports store. I got another skin shin guards.
Okay. Let's do this other shoe store, though.
Okay. I do want
because there is a type of shoe that I want to find out if there's a there's a certain type of shoe on. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Evie. I'm at the shoe store.
Yeah. Hey, Nick is here too.
We were calling. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Sounds familiar.
Do you guys have any snakeskin shoes?
Like snakeskin boots?
Like for men's shoes?
Yeah, for men. We're here on business.
We don't have any men's boots. We have like a few kids' boots like that.
Do you have
some kid snakeskin stuff or?
Yeah, like little kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's a small snake. You don't have to, Or you get one snake, you get a bunch of shoes out of it, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
If they're little. Do you have, like, patent leather? You know, like, the patent leather shoes with, like, a buckle that girls wear?
I'm not
exactly.
It's,
like, kind of like, you know, schoolgirl or, like, Betty Page style. Like, do you ever go to a burlesque show?
No.
Well, there's, like, we're trying to get
one of those
patent leather buckle matching shoes for men. We're going to wear it with a suit. Two suits. We each have a suit.
We don't have a whole lot of men's shoes, really. We really just have men's tennis shoes and, like, some, like, Teva sandals and some Birkenstocks.
Oh, the Teva sandals. Do you have Crocs?
No, we have, like, the water Birkenstocks, though.
Do you guys have any, like, slippers or anything?
No.
No?
We have a few, like, Uggs. Like moccasins.
Do you have any like socks that I could wear if I were to come and try some shoes on?
Yeah.
Protective socks? Now, would we wear those over our existing socks, or do you just have to take off our socks from home and then put on the shoe socks?
Any sock is fine.
Okay. Do you know that?
Do you guys have any sockigans?
Any what?
Sockigans?
They're like shoe socks.
I'm not sure what that is. No, I don't think so.
No.
Do you have any socks that you wear over your shoes for in the house? For like when you come home? You know how some people, like when you go into their house, they make you take your shoes off?
Yeah.
In my house, I make people put socks on over their shoes.
Oh.
Because that way you get to keep your shoes on. You don't have to go through all the hassle of undoing all the laces.
Problem is the socks are basically blown out at that point.
Yeah, you throw them out afterwards.
Yeah, those socks.
But I get there's a dollar store that sells 12 packs of socks where I live.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but it's more than a dollar. But either way.
Gotcha.
How long have you been working there?
The thing is, too, is that the dollar store, you're paying a dollar for like a Snicker bar.
That's not really a deal.
And yeah, it's like you're overpaying for a Snickers.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you guys needed to stop in or see what we have or anything, we're open from 10 to 7. So.
Can we pull, and we can... If we were to drive there, we could pull right into the store, or we would park out in the parking lot.
Do a parking lot situation, probably. She hung up.
Okay.
She sounded like she was 11 years old. I didn't want to get into that, because then that could incriminate us. I don't think you're allowed to crank call 11-year-old shoe employees.
Here's the thing is, like, how is this not the most enjoyable thing that's happened to your whole day? Talking to us.
Yeah, just answering some questions that you don't get. Because it's like, do you ever do, you know, you're going to do a show somewhere and there'll be some local guy or whatever who's like, hey, can I do an interview for the local free weekly for you?
Yeah.
And then they call you and it's always the same. They're like, so how did you get started in comedy? Who are some of your, actually, let me interview you here, Nick.
Yeah.
We're going to do a comedy interview.
God damn it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brendan Walsh with the first installment of a series of interviews with comedians. And my first guest on this episode is Nick Thune. You may know Nick from, he's been in a handful of, take two. Good morning, everybody. This is Brendan Walsh and you're listening to Comedians Interviewing Comedians. This is our first installment of a series. And my first guest is Nick Thune. You may recognize Nick from multiple podcasts, television appearances, and indie movies. Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get right to it. When did you start doing comedy?
Well, I guess the day I was born.
Maybe, actually... Let me rephrase that question. When do you plan on starting to do comedy?
I was thinking July 2019.
That'll be good because it's before the election.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, that's enough joking around. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I guess I'm 38, so probably 36 years.
36 years. Okay, I can see this is going to be a fun interview.
I tell you what, too... thanks for the coffee. What a great atmosphere you guys have
in
here.
Did you get a bagel?
I did get the bagel and the cream
cheese. They're shaped like pussy holes.
That Okay.
It's a callback to a joke from a couple decades ago.
Yeah.
Did you, so when did you first know that you wanted to be a comedian?
Interesting. I think that's a fascinating question.
Yeah. I ask all the hard-hitting, this is a very good interview show.
And I think your questions are really good.
While you think about that, who are some of your favorite comedians? Who would you say is an has been an influence on you? Well, two-part question.
Well, that's a hard
hitter. Who are some of your biggest influences, and who are some of your favorite comedians working today?
Wow.
And follow-up, what's the worst gig you ever had?
Interesting. I when I hear you say that, I'm searching, you know what I mean? Like
you got to think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, you don't get too many interviews like this. That's uh-huh. why I started. And I figured since I kind of have a background in the comedy business, since I'm kind of ingrained in it, entrenched in it, I can think of questions that, you know, other people wouldn't, like just a regular interviewer wouldn't ask.
Well, and what's hard for me is that normally I have a little music in the background.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can make that happen again.
That's nice.
So
what was the question?
It was, who are some of your influences in comedy, and mm-hmm. who are some of your favorite comedians working today? And then follow up, what is, can you tell us a little bit about the worst gig you ever did?
That really triggers me when you said that. It reminded me of things. God, man. Talk about going back.
Well, I'll tell you what. While you think about all this stuff, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And we'll be back on Comedians here on Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? We'll be right back. Thank you.
What do you want for dinner?
Chef Boyardee. Boy, this stuff is good.
And we're back with comedian, author, and actor Nick Thune. So, Nick, what's I see you've done a handful of films. What was your favorite experience on a movie set or a TV set?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I've got allergies, which makes me cough.
Oh, that's interesting to know. I don't think anybody's ever asked you that in an interview.
Well, I'm allergic to smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
And so when I smoke them, they make me cough.
Yeah, that's a common, even though cigarettes are, they've been proven to be healthy lately. There was a study that I saw Anderson Cooper do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that have cigarette allergies.
Interesting thing, I mean, and I hate to kind of like derail the interview here, but do you mind if I don't answer your questions?
That's fine. You know what? You can think about that. We're going to take another quick break.
Yeah.
And we're here with Nick Thune.
Remember Jared from Subway? He's inspired a lot of people.
He's looking good. He'll show you the way. His name is Jared. He'll lead you to Subway. That's where it goes. Along with the rest. Seven sandwiches. Six grams of fat or less.
What an inspiration. Subway. Eat fresh.
And we're back with comedian, author, actor, activist, and philanthropist, Nick Thune.
Good to be back.
Subway, eat fresh.
Good to be back.
Brought to you by Subway Sandwiches and Penn State Football. Weird combination of, you got to get the money where you can.
I didn't know they were involved.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you asking me before?
We'll pick this up in the next episode of Comedians Interviewing Comedians.
Great.
This has been Brendan Walsh. My guest today was Nick Thune. Follow him on @NickThune on Twitter and NickThune.com. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
This program was made possible by contributions to your PBS station from viewers like you. Thank you.
Well, I guess we're back on the podcast now. Yeah. That was fun.
It's nice. I mean, it's kind of, you know, having that new segment, I think, is good for the show. And why don't we call, who we were going to call?
Sporting Goods Store.
Yeah, Sporting Goods Store, and ask about snakeskin shin guards.
Snakeskin basketball, too.
That'd be nice.
I never had one. Because if you're rich... See, that's the problem. You see people driving, like, they'll have an SUV, but it's a Porsche SUV. And I'm sure the Porsche SUV is not the best SUV to have.
No.
But you have to prove to everyone that you're rich enough to afford the Porsche over the Ford.
I'm a Porsche SUV
or
guy.
Whatever, yeah.
Porsche SUV guy.
Porsche. I drive a Porsche. That means I don't have a car. I arrange chairs on my porch. So there's like a front seat and a back seat, and then I make believe I'm driving around.
Danny speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Danny boy. How you doing?
It's Nick.
Good. How about you?
Good. This is Brendan, too. We're here on business, and we were looking for... Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Yes.
Okay. That's great. We were going to come in and see... Do you have any snakeskin kind of... like shoes or...
Like snakeskin, like shin guards or basketballs or anything.
For soccer, the snakeskin shin guards?
I do not believe so.
What about a snakeskin basketball?
We do not have a snakeskin basketball.
Okay. Well, we're traveling with some rich kids, and they just need some basic sporting goods, but we were wondering...
Do you ever look at, like, rich kids of Instagram or anything? It's a hashtag.
No.
Yeah, a bit like, you know, we need stuff for photos for our Instagram account. So we're trying to take photos of, like, maybe like a one-on-one game with like a snakeskin basketball or...
Just the expensive patent leather buckle shoes.
Yeah. Okay, I could possibly put you on with my manager, and he'd probably know more about that or where to get that stuff.
Great.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, just be on hold for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hurry up. Thanks.
Thank you for your patience. An associate will be right with you. Keep up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Why?
To see what
Why
we're
would
up
you
to
want
to
follow
so you can be the first
any sporting goods store?
On exclusive products,
it's like
gear,
I
and
need
special
to
offers.
Be updated on your...
On anything.
On do you have like new BPA-free water bottles?
They said Snapchat.
Yeah, what are they, do you have like an employee that shows
Thanks
her
for your call. We'll be with
people?
You shortly.
Thank you for holding. This is Brian. How may I help you?
Hey, Brian, it's Brendan and Nick. We're in town on business. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
Yes, I do.
Do you know? Okay, so we were looking for like a snakeskin basketball, soccer ball, any kind of like exotic leather, animal skin shoes.
A soccer ball?
Soccer ball, shoes? Yes. If there's like a shark that's made of sharks.
I don't have anything like that here.
No. Shoot.
I do not.
Do you guys have, like a snakeskin like shin guard for soccer?
We do not.
What about golf? Any like golf bags?
Nothing snakeskin in golf. Nothing crazy, just normal leather cleats.
Any other kind of, what about animal? Because like you have leather, right?
No, it's just going to be normal leather. I mean, I can see if we can order anything and ship it to you for free, but we don't carry anything like that in store.
I mean, I would pay for shipping. I wouldn't care about that, but I'm looking for, like, because I want to dunk a ball because I can dunk.
Okay.
And I wanted to really dunk. Like a snakeskin kind of like, or
just what's the most expensive
ostrich.
Basketball?
Do you guys have an ostrich
or
basketball?
Faux ostrich?
No.
I can dunk too, by the way.
That's awesome.
What about like, what's the most expensive set of golf clubs you have?
I really couldn't tell you off the top of my head. It's probably a special order set.
So I play, I'm a right-handed type of a guy, but mm-hmm. I can go lefty if I need to.
Would you like to come in so I can help you out in the store, bud?
Actually, let's... Brian?
Yes.
This is Brendan. I'm going to just do a quick interview with you. How long have you been working at the sporting goods
store? I'm good. Thanks, buddy.
Welcome to...
This program was made possible by contributions to your PBS station from viewers like you. Thank you.
That was a good
that
interview.
That was Brian, yeah.
You really got down...
I think.
I mean, that's what makes this podcast separates us from the other podcasts.
It gets real, man. Yeah. You get real with people. And I thought that you and Bri. Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to be called that.
Ask him. Just give him a call.
I don't want to call him back. This is going to take too long. Let's see, what's a good way to top off the episode here? A few more minutes.
Maybe you should take your shirt off.
I'm not going to take my shirt off. I'll take off my shorts and just have underwear.
He's literally taking his shirt off as he's saying he's not going to take his shirt off.
Well, Nick's naked, so. See, what's a, how about a, oh, West Virginia. I bet there's nude beaches there.
I mean, for me, the whole thing is I don't want like any, you know, like the way that clothing will like rub on a microphone. So that's why I don't wear any clothes while we do the podcast.
But you wear jangly jewelry.
I do.
That's counterproductive. If you're a nudist out there, don't wear jangly jewelry, because one of the benefits of being nude is you don't have rustling from your clothes.
Yeah. But you get a little jangle.
I'm thinking about becoming a bracelet guy.
Yeah?
Bunch of bracelets.
How many?
I don't know if I can put a number on it, but I'm going to say 8 inches of bracelets up to up my arm. From the wrist up to like mid forearm.
That'd be nice.
Do you ever see those? I wonder if you can, you know how like those ladies.
Right, that selection is incorrect.
Bicep wise, like, I mean, you're basically working out while you're looking good.
Yeah.
If you did have 6 inches.
Well, you know those ladies that stretch their necks out with metal hoops? I want to do that with my wrist.
Smart.
Let's see here. How about a spa?
And what do you want to ask him?
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Ask him about nudity.
I mean, I think we should. Why don't we end it off with calling a garden store?
Yeah, that's a good idea. See if this spa, they'll hang up on us pretty quick. I mean, I could just start off with an interview. Well, okay, we'll just go to a garden store. Garden store? Is that the thing?
Yeah, just type in garden store.
Yeah.
West Virginia. Garden store. West.
Here we go. Here we go. This should be a good one.
Store. Garden.
Those of you out there listening, come see me in the Bay Area, 8th through the 12th.
Come on out and see me also.
With Brett Erickson. He's a funny
guy. I'll be performing with Dave Chappelle.
Well, now that's a good show right there.
Same cities, same days, different venues.
Same size venues. Hey, who's this? This is Brendan.
This is Matt speaking.
Hey, I'm here speaking with Matt. I'm here with Nick Thune. And
okay.
We're here on business. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
The actor?
Yeah, that's him. So we're looking...
What's your biggest inspiration, would you say?
Oh,
I'm the co-host.
I'm busy right now, and I'm not sure...
Oh,
wow.
How long have you been working at the store there?
Okay, I have to go now. Thank you.
Okay, well, David.
This program was made possible by contributions to your PBS station from viewers like you. Thank you.
That was hard-hitting.
I think that's... Yeah,
do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is. And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?